welcome, welcome, beautiful people, to the new year. The second month of the new year. How wrong of me not to hit y'all with a January podcast. But welcome back to my channel. This is your dog, GP Speaks, coming to tap in with you guys. I know that I have not been consistent with podcasting, and I don't want to say that I'm going to be consistent with podcasting. Podcasting is funny to me because you can have speaker's block to a degree. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like at one point, and I have a whole bunch of episodes that I've written up and haven't recorded. I just hadn't been in that mindset. I hadn't been in that spirit to record. But I was going through my own wilderness in life and going through my own becoming and unbecoming stages, which we're going to be going through forever. You know what I mean? Until we leave this earth zone. But the thing for me has been learning how to become consistent in things, in specific things, that I may not be naturally inclined to be consistent with. And one of those things is podcasting. But today, something just hit my heart and I feel like God was telling me, go talk about it. Go talk about it. Go record it and post it. So that's what's happening. My topic for today is people are not disposable. Like, people are not disposable. And this topic came to mind for me because I just was thinking about a conversation that I had with my fiance-to-be. And, you know, I was thinking about how the... more than one conversation. It was some conversations that happened. And I'm pretty confident in her heart and in her mind and in her intentions. You know what I mean? So knowing her character, I know that when we have certain conversations or if there are certain facial expressions or if there are certain things said, that I know what she means. You know what I mean? I know where she's coming from. And even in spite of me knowing where she's coming from and knowing that she's coming from a positive place, knowing that she's coming from a place where she just wants everything to be okay, that previous experience and emotion from things that have happened before that is not so good pops up, you know? And it reminded me, it made me feel rejected in some ways. I felt rejected in some ways when I know I'm not rejected by her in any way. You know what I mean? And that just took me through like a kind of like a rabbit hole or whatever you call it, into other thoughts about other experiences where I felt that way about people, and I just wrote them off like, okay, cool, you know what I mean? And I've seen people feel different ways about me and just write me off, you know? Okay, well, I ain't got to talk to you no more, I ain't got to deal with you no more, whatever, like, X them out of my life. And it just got me thinking, like, when I think about those experiences and then I think about the growth that I have had and the understanding that I do have now more so in God and you know, a little bit more about what life is about and what destiny is about and the connectivity needed and the relationships needed and the community needed to actually be able to do what God called you to do. Like, what God called you to do a lot of times ain't even for us. It's for people around us and the people who watching us. So to have the mindset or have the reaction to write someone off is pretty, it's not wise, you know, it's not wise. And I'm not saying that to say that you just keep toxic people around you. I'm not saying that to say that if somebody is just dogging you out and doing you wrong, that you're supposed to stick around. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Protect your mind, protect your heart, protect your energy, protect yourself. You know what I mean? But every little offense, and just because somebody didn't do what you wanted them to do or didn't respond the way that you thought that they should, is not a good enough reason to just write them off or X them out of your life. I will even go as far as to say, just because you dated someone and that didn't work out, that doesn't mean write them off. Because for one, a lot of us going into a situation We don't necessarily pray before the situation to see if the situation is even right, to see if our perspective is right going into the situation. Are we starting to date this person because we're lonely, because we're bored, because we feel we have low confidence or low self-esteem, and, you know, being with someone may make us feel a little bit more, the value that they place on us may make us feel more valuable? Like, we should ask these questions before even entering into a dating situation, a friendship, a job, a new acquaintance, or anything, because we don't necessarily even know if this person is in alignment with where we're going. So that's the thing one. And then thing two, you get in a situation and it's based on the attraction, or it's based on the thing that you thought you liked them for, but that may not be the reason that God brought them into your life. You know what I mean? Like, that person that you meet today that you're thinking about dating, or that, you know, that friend that you're thinking about having, like, they may not be there right now. They may be immature. They may have some selfishness. They may have whatever issues that they have that they obtain through the experiences that they had in life. And throughout the next 10 years, it may be God's intention, and this is just a hypothetical scenario, but it may be God's intention for you to experience them throughout their inconsistent times. It may be God's intention for you to give them encouragement. It may be God's intention for you to just be there in fellowship, or it may be God's intention for y'all to have just met, you know what I mean, and go through the life experience at a distance and at an appointed time. That could be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Then the person arrives as you arrive, and then you may be able to start the friendship officially. You know, you maybe you're able to start the relationship. And the thing about that is, like, through those years of knowing the person, through that time of experiencing how they experience life, or just watching them at a distance, or whatever happens, you get a chance to know what they won't say. And what I mean by that is, you get to see when they go through life circumstances, you get to see the emotion that they're in, or the things that they're facing, or how they respond to it, versus trying to get the story about the situation after the fact. So, saying all of that to say thus far, you just never know why you met a person. You know? You never know why you met a person. And if you write them off, you won't find out, or you will find out, because you'll see them somewhere down the line, and then they're at the place that they're supposed to be at, and you're at the place that you're supposed to be at, but y'all disconnected, and now you guys might need each other, but you already burned the bridge. So that's my first point, just about why people aren't disposable. And then two, I will take it to myself first. Like, I have been the person that has handled people the wrong way. I have been the person that has lashed out on somebody, or, you know, cussed somebody out, or, you know, got mad at somebody, even for something as simple as cutting me off in traffic. And then when I look at all of those situations in retrospect, the reality of it is, I was never even mad at the person that I lashed out on. Like, keep it real. Like, a lot of times we wake up feeling the pressures of our life. We got bills. We don't know how these bills gonna get paid, or we always got just enough check to pay bills and then got no check to live life. You know what I mean? You might feel lonely and feel like you inadequate, like whatever the negative feelings you may be feeling. You could have got into an argument with a loved one that day. It could be one of them days where, you know, everything just seemed like it's going wrong. Like, you tried to make breakfast and you cracked the egg and you dropped it off the side of the sink. And then you got your coffee made, and then you got in the car, and then you get in the car and you drop the coffee. You know, just like one of those days where negative stuff or seemingly adverse stuff just continues to happen. And then we go into the mindset or the perspective of, oh, this, I see what type of day this is going to be. You know what I mean? Oh, it's just one of those days or something like that. And then we look at every single encounter from that perspective moving forward. And then you get cut off, or someone says something and they might not even have meant it in the way that they said it, but you take it that way because for you, it's that kind of day. You see what kind of day it is. So everything becomes negative. You know what I mean? And then a lot of times after we have those encounters, and the energy that was directed to the person wasn't justified. I know for me, like, I've directed energy towards people that wasn't justified. And then after the fact, when I realized I was wrong, my pride then kicked in, you know? So now I don't even want to, I'll hold on to the offense was a misunderstanding, which was initially a misunderstanding. I'll hold on to that to justify my anger or justify the way that I've acted, instead of just humbling myself and saying, you know what? I came at you wrong at that moment. You weren't even the issue. This is what was really going on. You don't even have to tell them what was really going on, but you could just tell them, like, my anger was misplaced. My energy was misplaced. But a lot of times when you start on that negative trip, it just has the domino effect. Your perspective becomes negative about everything, and then you'll keep the negative going to justify the negativity. And before you know it, like, you knee deep in crap. You know what I mean? And instead of just facing it and cleaning it up, and even taking whatever they have to give to you about how they felt about how you treated them, you know, let me just write you off. I don't even need to deal with you no more. If that's how I'm gonna feel when I deal with you, I'm gonna just stay away from you altogether. But we gotta self-reflect and look at how much of that issue, how much of that argument, how much of that misunderstanding was my hand in, you know? And then a lot of times, I'll speak for me. There have been plenty of times where a person will say something and I totally just take it toward what I thought they meant. I didn't even not even giving them the full chance to finish their sentence, not even listening to understand, not listening to get an understanding, but listening to respond, listening to defend myself. That's another issue. And I'm just identifying these things because for me, these have been the reasons why I've written people off, you know? And as humans, to be totally honest with you, what I've learned is, like, we're all different and we all have different lives, but we all feel pain. You know what I mean? We all feel hurt. We all go through a lot of the same scenarios. We may feel different ways about the things that we go through, but we have a lot more to relate on than we have to disagree about. But a lot of times we're not even willing to listen, to understand, to get the other person. So instead of listening to understand, to actually get the person, we'll just stay in a state of pride, in a state of ego, and then just deflect the person, write them off. You know, and then when they're asked about, we got something negative to say about them. But truth is, like, your approach, my approach has been wrong and immature sometimes. And it just takes for us to, for one, understand that you are human too. Like, you can have misunderstandings and be forgiven for it. It's like, we don't think that we'll be forgiven for our stuff. So we just keep the negative going. I can't change, or this is just me. But that's not true. You know, that's not true. And it's not meant for us to write people off so we can maintain the wrong, maintain the dysfunction, and just go in our own world and act like if the person don't accept me, flaws and all, then they're just not for me. That's not true. That's not true. There are some things that you are meant to shed throughout life. And as you shed old things, new things grow. And a lot of times, if you're in the right practices, the new things that grow will be positive and encouraging and enlightening and things that will help you and help people around you. But we got to be able to call ourselves. And we got to be quicker to call ourselves than we are to call other people. We got to be quicker to listen than we are to speak. And to understand, and now those sound cliche because we've heard them since we were young, but when you really put it in perspective and you listen to what those words mean, they're impactful. Like, truly listen to understand. Next time, and I've said this to myself, And I'm saying it to you guys now. Next time you get into an interaction and it seems rough, you know, you can feel the tension. It seems adverse. Just listen. Just keep listening. And don't allow yourself. Sometimes I got to talk to myself and I got to tell myself, bro, don't take no offense. Like, don't be offended. You don't know what that person is going through. Don't be offended because people haven't known what you've been going through and you've handled them the wrong way. So for the sake of you having to be forgiven for something and you having to need grace for something that you did wrong, even though it seemed like that person is doing you wrong right now, take no offense. Don't be offended by it. Don't allow yourself to be offended by it. And at the end of the day, it's a waste of energy. A lot of time, a lot of the things that we get offended by, it is a true waste of energy because, like, you defending yourself didn't do anything to improve your mind or your life. It just made you feel better. And the only reason why it made you feel better is because your ego won in the scenario. When our ego gets hurt, we feel like we're literally hurt. We feel like, oh, they hella disrespectful. We feel like whatever the situation may be. But the truth is, it's just the ego. And the more you allow your ego to get hurt, the more mature you become. And just like anything that causes pain, like after you endure it, I'm talking about physical and I'm talking about more so like working out. But things that you do that are challenging or painful initially, if you can endure them, your capacity just increases. And after a while, the thing that you were doing at first, like 10 push-ups, after doing 10 push-ups every day, every single day of the week for 2 weeks, at the end of that 2 weeks, them 10 push-ups are not going to be hard at all. But the very first day you did them push-ups, you might have only got to 4. You know what I mean? So if you continually take something and deal with something that's challenging and it's heavy and it may cause you to be sore afterwards, it won't be challenging after a while. And that's a guarantee because we're meant to adapt. Our minds and our bodies are meant, created to adapt. So take that in the natural and in the mental and in the spiritual. Like, if it's challenging, I'm not talking about if it's just a dagger to the heart, but if it's challenging, if it's uncomfortable, it's a little adverse, deal with it for a while. Deal with it for a while because a lot of times those adversities are meant to change us. Sometimes the stuff that we go through with people and the conversations that we have with people, and even it comes down to people cutting you off in traffic. Like, that doesn't make everybody mad. Everybody doesn't react by flicking off and getting upset. Some people don't even care about it. But I know I have, and sometimes I do. And to some people who's listening to this that are relating to me right now, like, it bothers you too. And the reason why it's even allowed to happen is because we're supposed to grow and be able to handle that. It's not, you get what I'm saying? I use the analogy as like when life gets a little bit tough, you know, and stuff is getting adverse and I'm feeling the pressure of life on my shoulders. You know, I'm feeling that pressure emotionally and spiritually sometimes, like, God just, he just threw 5 to 10 pounds on my bar, you know, to make me lift a little bit more, to get me stronger, to make me go through the weight load necessary for me to make the physical adaptations and the mental adaptations to be able to bear that weight load. And once I get used to that and that becomes easy and it's like, oh, that stuff don't even bother me no more, you're going to add some more weight. You know, so you can look at it like that, or you can look at it like, oh man, it's always something. If it ain't that, it's this. If it is, get rid of one thing and then 10 more come. Yeah, because you're never supposed to get comfortable. You're never supposed to just be like, you know, I got this. Now, you are supposed to have peace. We all supposed to have peace, but a portion of us coming into peace is coming into discipline and being able to handle life and having the mindset and the spirit and the fortitude and the tenacity to know that life is not happening to me. Life comes with its stuff, but I am more than capable of handling it. And the things that I'm not capable of handling it, I know somebody who can and who is handling it. But we just have to be okay with the struggle sometimes. I know I kind of went away from the point, but not so much, because the things that you go through in life and how you feel about the things that you go through in life and how the things that you feel about yourself determines how you handle people. So if you feel horrible about life, you know, and you feel like everything is happening to you, then you're going to feel negative about people. Or you're just going to be super clingy and need people too much. And then they start to walk away, which is still ultimately going to cause you to feel negative about people. So I don't have a super long message. That's it. I think I, you know, poured it all out of what was on my heart just now. But just y'all, please. And I'm practicing too. Life is practice. Life is practice. You never fully arrive. When you arrive, it's time to go. You know what I mean? If you've arrived at everything that you need to arrive at in life, Pop's gonna be like, okay, come on, it's time to come back home. You know what I mean? But while we here, we got work to do. We got growing to do. We got maturing to do. We got relationships to build. We got fellowship to build. We got community to have. You know what I mean? Like, we have fruit to produce. We're all born with seeds in us. We're all born with seeds in us. We're all born with something to give to humanity. So how can you give what you were born to give to humanity if you've written off everybody? And it's not all about liking people and disliking people. Some of the people that you gotta bless, some of the people that you are gonna have some of the biggest impacts on in your life, is people that you do not like right now, or people that you don't click with right now, people that don't give you the vibe that you necessarily want. But that's okay. Like, life is a growing process. Relationship is a growing process. Work, school is a growing process. Fitness is a growing process. Eating right is a growing process. Meditation is a growing process. Yoga, all, any and everything that you aspire to do on this planet is a growing process. So don't be discouraged when the initial parts of that thing are tough and leave you a little bit sore. That's life, baby. That's all right. Keep going and see what it's supposed to become. Ask our Father for discernment, you know? Ask Him for knowledge. Ask Him for wisdom. Ask Him for patience. Ask Him to see people in the right light and see them through His eyes. Ask Him, you know, to bring the right people around you, and ask him to help us with the understanding that just because it's hard doesn't mean that it's not for me. Just because it's uncomfortable, just because, you know, it may seem a little unfair, doesn't mean it's not right, because at the end of the day, He controls everything. And if He allowed it to come into your life, it's for a reason. And it's probably not even punishment. Like, we think that the negative stuff is punishment. It's not even punishment. It's just preparation. It's because, okay, this thing bothers you, and the place that I'm getting ready to take you in your life, I'm gonna need stuff like that to not bother you. So in order to adapt to it and overcome it right now, it has to happen. It has to happen. I gotta keep letting it happen. You know what I mean? Then your mind starts to change, and you get tired of being tired of the thing. And then you just decide, like, I'm not finna let that keep bothering me. I'm bigger than that. And once you come to that, guess what? Your capacity has increased. You know, so don't be discouraged about life. Don't be discouraged about relationships. Don't be discouraged about self, because even you are a work in progress, and you will get better and better and better. Just decide to think better. Decide to feel better. That's a decision. I'm not going to look at it in that light. I'm going to look at it in this light. I'm not going to choose death. I'm going to choose life. In my thinking, in my speaking, in my habits. And it's a practice. So if you don't see a turnaround in 2 weeks, keep going. If you don't see a turnaround in 2 years, keep going. You know, because if you've been practicing in the negative for so long, once you turn around, you're still climbing out of that negative. You know what I mean? Just imagine a spectrum right in front of your face, and you start in the middle of it. And, you know, it's not your fault. Like, a lot of the mistakes that we make aren't our fault. And I'm not saying not to take responsibility, but I'm saying that the decisions that you made came from learned experiences and previous experiences and things that you thought were okay. So you get to a place where it's like you're making this mistake, you're doing this thing, and then you come to the realization that this is wrong. And you think that when you come to the realization that the thing is wrong, you just stop. But your heart and your mind changes first, and you get tired of feeling guilty about it and feeling negative about it. And then you start to change. But imagine that you start right here in the middle of this line, and then you start traveling to the left, to the negative, and you just walking to the negative. You're doing your own thing. It seemed normal. And then you come, something happens, and you have a conversation. You hit a barrier, and it's like, hey, this is wrong. All of this has been wrong this whole time. You know, a lot of the stuff that's been going on, but that's okay. You learned a lot of stuff in here, and we're going to use it for your good. Now, when you turn around, you're still in the negative. And we don't understand this as humans. We think that when we turn around that you get right, that it's a fresh start, and you know you're still in the negative. So the turmoil and the residual effect of all of the stuff that's happening since we've been moving in the negative, now we turn around and we face all of it. And we walk back through it. And a lot of times the emotion is going to be horrible in that partial portion of the negative, but you know in your heart and in your mind you just turned around. And you know for a fact, like, you're going to get back to the midpoint and you keep climbing from there. So I'm saying all of that to say, don't be discouraged if you don't see results as soon as you start making better decisions. Because a lot of times you decide to make a better decision is just your turnaround point. And you got to keep on practicing and making that better decision and doing that thing and thinking those better thoughts before they begin to take root, before you find yourself at the clean point. And then you can start moving in the positive. Life is a process, and we just got to accept it and be okay with the process and know that it is intentional. Everything is intentional. Like, God did not make a mistake. Every mistake that we made, he calculated, because he does not make a mistake, and he's already planned how to use those mistakes. We just got to keep turning and walk right. Handle people right. Understand this. I don't care how much you go to church, how much you read your Bible. If you are not handling people right, our Father has an issue with you. Our Father has an issue with us if we are not handling people right. Because the person that you mad at and that you're not cool with and that you wrote off because of whatever they did wrong, guess what? Like, they're his kid too. And he might have put them in your life as a responsibility for you to deal with this negative stuff in them and show them better so they can get closer to him. So don't be so quick to write off the thing that's negative, or the person that seems negative, or the person that seems, you know, like they don't care or they selfish or whatever. Like, give it some time, give it some prayer. Give them the grace that you've needed and that you need too, because at the end of the day, none of us perfect, and some of us do something wrong at some point every day, you know, something that's not okay. We look at somebody the wrong way, or we say something that's kind of sly, like, you don't know how that made that person feel. So, but when something happens to us, we are quick to be on that victim role of like, oh, they did this and that and the third to me, never looking at the things that we do to other people. Unconsciously thinking it's just, that's me, that's cool, that's how I am. Well, the that's how I am is hurting somebody, and somebody hurting you, and they think that that's how they are. We have to turn. We just gotta turn. And the only reason why it's a requirement is because we're more than capable. I believe that everybody who hears this message, it was God's purpose for you to hear this message. Because this message wasn't even in my mind when I woke up this morning. It hit my spirit based on things that happened. And I came into a lot of revelation. So I pray that y'all are blessed. I pray that y'all take heed. And I pray that y'all are patient with yourself. And love yourself. And don't beat yourself up for being a human. You are not a robot. And handle people better. Handle yourself better. Handle people better. And be humble. I love y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease.